Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a warm start out there. Temperatures are in the upper 50s and low 60s. 60 in Southern Pines, 61 in Fayetteville, 62 in Rocky Mount. I'll show you when we're going to hit the 80s.
And a teenager and a woman are recovering after a shooting at a local motel. What we know about the extent of their injuries this morning.
Also breaking news, we have been following the infant at the center of an Amber Alert out of Greensboro has been found safe in Siler City. What authorities say about an arrest there?
And exciting news, President Biden is kicking off his Investing in America tour right here in the Triangle next week. What we are learning about his stop in Durham. The White House making that exciting announcement this morning. We will have more on that for you coming up in just a bit. But thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get things going. The temperature is looking great today. It's starting off in the early morning hours as well, Elizabeth.
It looks beautiful out there. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds this morning. We still have a flow coming out of the southwest. That's what's bringing all the warmth into our area. It's 61 degrees around the Triangle right now. It's 59 in South Hill, 57 in Roxboro, 60 in Southern Pines. So very warm start for us. Our temperatures are anywhere from 5 to 7 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. Remember how breezy it was in the afternoon? We're going to see the same thing. That southwesterly wind continues to push the warmth into our area. We'll see gusts 20 to 25 miles per hour. And that may make it a little tricky eating outside this afternoon. 81 degrees at lunchtime. I mean, it's hard to beat that for eating your lunch outside. You just may have to put your napkin underneath your glass or your plate. Our temperature climbs into the upper 80s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. We're still on track for seeing some showers tomorrow. Right now, it looks like the timeline would be somewhere between 9 and noon, but we'll walk through it hour by hour on Futurecast coming up. Anthony?
Elizabeth, we're looking at fairly quiet roads at this point, but we do have a couple disabled vehicles to talk about. This one is on Lake Wheeler Road at Tryon Road, but you notice those sensors still in the green. So as far as any big congestion in that area, we're not seeing that show up on the map right now. Major approaches here into Raleigh. You see there is that disabled vehicle. There's also an accident on Durham Freeway South. Otherwise, though, here as far as the delays are concerned, looking good there on I-87 south from Knightdale. From Wake Forest, though, on US 1, there is about a 4-minute delay, and then about a 6-minute delay there on I-40 west from Cleveland. We'll continue to watch this here, but for the most part here, looking pretty good on our Friday morning.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Some breaking news, good news to share with you this morning. An infant at the center of an Amber Alert out of Greensboro has been found safe in Chatham County. Greensboro police say 9-month-old Kaysen Monk was found in Siler City. He's being returned to Greensboro. Authorities found his father, Dion Monk, who's accused of abducting him in Harnett County. Dion Monk is now in police custody. He's also accused of shooting and killing a woman in Greensboro.
New this morning, President Biden will visit Durham next week to kick off his Investing in America tour. The president will be at Wolfspeed, a semiconductor manufacturer. The company recently announced a $5 billion investment to build its facility here in North Carolina. That facility will bring 1,800 jobs to the area. Over the next 3 weeks, Biden will travel to over 20 states as part of this tour. And extra security will be in place at Knightdale High School this morning after a threat was posted to social media. The principal sent a letter to parents saying police have already identified the student who made the post, and they say that the threat is not credible. The school is bringing extra police onto campus this morning out of an abundance of caution. This is just the latest in more than a dozen threats at Wake County Public Schools in the last 2 months.
And breaking news overseas, a U.S. contractor is dead and 5 service members and another contractor are hurt after a drone strike on a base in Syria. In a statement late last night, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the drone was of Iranian origin. The U.S. responded to the attack with precision airstrikes against groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps in eastern Syria. The names of the Americans who were killed and wounded have not been released.
Well, President Biden is in Canada today for a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived in Ottawa last night, where they were greeted by Trudeau and his wife, Sophie. He and Trudeau are expected to announce a deal today, allowing both countries to turn away asylum seekers who cross the border illegally. U.S. Border Patrol in the northern region has been overwhelmed by a historically high number of migrant crossings.
And a measure to expand Medicaid coverage to hundreds of thousands of more of North Carolinians is now on Governor Cooper's desk, but it will need more than just his signature. The General Assembly did approve the bill yesterday after a decade of debate. Governor Cooper has signaled that he will sign it as well, but it cannot take effect until state lawmakers agree to a budget plan, and that is because the bill is tied to the budget. State lawmakers hope to pass it by this summer. And Durham's mayor is warning of a criminal consequences for a city council member accused of inappropriate behavior. Monique Hosley-Hyman is accused of telling a developer that she would support the project if they donated to her campaign. She is also accused of having a city staffer do her campaign-related work for her. Now, all of these allegations led to a screaming match at a city council work session yesterday. She has declined to comment.
8:06, the time right now on our Friday morning. We still have Elizabeth Gardner's forecast to get to, the chances of rain tomorrow. Who will see it and when? Coming up on 10 minutes after 8 right now on your Friday morning, it is blue skies over Lewisburg. Sunshine is out and temperatures are on the rise. Not just there, but just about everywhere in our viewing area. You're going to feel above average temperatures and by a lot. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look around town.
It looks beautiful out there. We're seeing mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. You can see that there in Goldsboro and Fayetteville, our newsroom there, Apex and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Everything's looking beautiful, but we do have a cold front that's back to the west. We've been tracking this one for several days. We've seen some severe storms near the low itself, severe thunderstorm warnings and watches there. But the low is going to travel to the north and east and not directly across North Carolina. And really all the severe storms have been much closer to the low, and it's that low tracks to the north and east. We're looking at the potential for a tornado outbreak. It's a level 4 risk for severe storms here in the lower Mississippi Valley. But look at what happens by tomorrow. We're down to just a level 1 risk in the southern part of South Carolina, down into Georgia, parts of Florida and Alabama. So we're not looking at a severe weather threat here. But here's the timeline for the rain as it comes in. It's likely to be variably cloudy in the morning at 7 a.m. But by 9 o'clock, we begin to see this line of rain, possibly a few thunderstorms here, Roxborough, Durham, Southern Pines. This is going to be a fast-moving band of rain that moves on by Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, and Clinton at around 11 a.m. And the whole thing is really out of here by 12 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're back to some sunshine. So if you have outdoor plans in the afternoon Saturday, you're looking just fine. But there could be some showers and storms just for a brief period of time in the morning. After that, we're going to be watching Sunday. There's Sunday at 5 p.m. It looks like Sunday is trending a little drier, but we are likely to see that front sending a wave of precipitation back our way during the day on Monday, especially the first half of the day. It may be that the afternoon is a bit drier. And then Tuesday's trending drier. There's another low that will track down to our south. It looked like that could push some rain into our area. But at this point, it looks like it's going to be mostly right along the coast. So it looks like, again, we're trending a little drier for Tuesday. How much rain for Saturday and Monday? All total, likely to be somewhere between a tenth of an inch and a quarter of an inch. It's not going to be a whole lot. 40% Saturday, 40% on Monday. There's that small chance late Sunday. And again, our southern counties possibly on Tuesday. Pollen forecast is still high. Our temperatures, of course, in the 80s for the next several days. That's going to keep those pollen counts high. But as we get into the beginning of next week, especially say Tuesday and Wednesday, we drop it back into the 60s. Those pollen counts could drop a little bit with the cooler temperatures. We'll see some cooler mornings as well, especially say Thursday morning at 42. But we still don't have any freezing temperatures in our 7-day forecast. Our best chances for rain, again, going to be Saturday morning and Monday morning. Other than that, we're looking fairly dry. It stays mild. We do have 70 for the high on Monday and on Thursday. Anthony?
Elizabeth, with everyone enjoying this nice weather, I think most people are just headed to the beach. It's pretty quiet here on the roads this morning. We do have one accident or one crash to talk about here just to the east of the city of Raleigh. This is on Arundel Avenue at US 264 eastbound, though the sensors look pretty good here. There's no big backups, that red or yellow showing up right now on the map. Otherwise, that is really the only area of concern that we're watching right now. The major drive times into the city of Raleigh and Durham looking pretty good. There is that crash you see on the east side of your screen, and then as we check out those major drive times, maybe about a 4-minute delay there on US 1 south from Wake Forest, but for the most part here looking good and a good forecast to go along with it this Friday morning.
Thanks, Anthony. Police are still trying to sort out a motive after human remains were found in a burn pit at a home in Cary. We learned last night that the homeowner, Ian DeLauder, has died. He was found in an RV at the property on Dorset Drive on Sunday. Police say he shot himself. They also think he killed Cicely Walker Scott. Officers identified her remains in the burn pit. Investigators have not said how she died.
A Colorado dentist accused of poisoning and killing his wife made his first court appearance Thursday. An arrest affidavit says James Craig had searched his computer for ways to kill someone undetected. These were the search words he used. But as Emily Schmidt reports, there's plenty of attention on this case now.
Colorado dentist James Craig appeared before a judge to hear he is formally charged with murder in the death of his wife, Angela. Though recorded sound was not allowed in court, Craig appeared in the past on video for his dental practice.
My name is Dr. Jim Craig.
He promised a caring manner.
My approach to dentistry begins with sincerely listening to the patient.
And when his wife Angela became ill earlier this month, hospitalized three times, complaining of symptoms like nausea, severe headaches, and dizziness, text records from an arrest affidavit show pages of text between the two expressing concern about her illness. But there was also this text, Angela writing, quote, I feel drugged. James answering, given our history, I know that must be triggering. Just for the record, I didn't drug you. But when 43-year-old Angela died March 15th, police launched an investigation into her husband. On a work computer, they say, Craig had searches like how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human and is arsenic detectable in autopsy? The arrest affidavit says Craig had placed a $13 order for arsenic metal and later another for potassium cyanide.
Potassium cyanide, like other cyanide salts, works by stopping the body's ability to use the oxygen that you've breathed in.
Investigators say James Craig put the poison in protein shakes he made for his wife. What she thought would give her strength, they say, was fatal instead. I'm Emily Schmidt reporting.
That arrest affidavit says James Craig made conflicting statements to police and also alleges while Angela was hospitalized, Craig was communicating with a woman with whom he had a suspected intimate relationship. He's being held in jail without bond.
A second phone scam in less than a week has local police sending you a warning. We told you yesterday about scammers impersonating officers in Apex. Now Durham police say something similar is happening to them. In this case, the caller claims to be a member of the Durham Criminal Investigations Division. They ask about cases they don't actually know about and could try to get your information. If you think you received this call, contact police.
Take you back to Colorado now. Schools in Denver are closed today for a mental health day, 2 days after a high school student shot two administrators. Students rallied at the state capitol yesterday to call for tougher gun control measures. These same students were at the capitol 3 weeks ago after a classmate was shot and killed outside the school. One of the administrators who was shot Wednesday remains in the hospital in serious condition. The suspect was later found dead in the woods about 50 miles from the school. In response, the school district is adding an armed officer to each of the city's high schools.
And we're working to learn what caused an outrage at Durham's 911 call center. It lasted for about an hour last night. Access was restored before 8 p.m. Police tell us several other counties were reporting similar issues with their call centers as well.
And schools in Los Angeles will be back open this morning after school workers ended a three-day strike. About 30,000 employees, including custodians, cafeteria workers and bus drivers had walked off the job, calling for higher pay and better working conditions in the nation's second largest school district. The union wants a 30% raise. The district offered a 23% increase spread out over years, which employees say wasn't good enough. No new deal has been reached yet.
This is scary. A close call during a bungee cord jump is going viral. Take a look.
Whoa!
My goodness, you can hear the panic as that bungee cord snaps. This happened in Thailand. A 39-year-old tourist in the video says he has serious bruises. He managed to swim to the surface after falling in the water, even though his legs were tied. He says he only did the bungee jump because his friends dared him to. The park gave him a refund and paid for x-ray and ultrasound scans. Just glad it wasn't worse.
Yeah, he called a close call. Yeah. It looked like a major fail. Patients at Greenville's Maynard Children's Hospital enjoyed a fun way to bond with their caregivers. Doctors and nurses volunteered to let patients throw Jell-O at them. It's an annual event at the hospital as part of Child Life Month. It's dedicated to honor pediatric healthcare professionals and to raise awareness for their important work.
Well, another round of protests is planned today at Shaw University after the recent decision to allow only students to use the campus mosque. This is video of a previous demonstration at the university. Shaw decided to end public use of the mosque earlier this month. Until the start of the pandemic, it had been open to anyone. The university only recently decided to make that change permanent.
Protests are growing in France over President Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise the pension age. This is video from the city of Rennes, where riot police used water cannons and tear gas to break up protesters yesterday. This happened after demonstrators threw fireworks and glass bottles at officers. In Paris, a group of protesters destroyed shop windows and a restaurant. Riot police there used tear gas and stun grenades. Streets are filling with trash and some gas stations are running out of fuel as workers remain on strike over the reform. There's a new study supporting previous years of research citing how drinking moderate amounts of caffeinated coffee does not pose elevated risk for irregular heartbeats. Marianne Rafferty reports drinking coffee may have a surprising benefit.
Coffee lovers may want to perk up their ears for this one. According to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, drinking caffeinated coffee did not significantly increase a healthy person's chances of experiencing something called premature atrial contractions. These are extra palpitations that can make you feel like your heart skipped a beat. However, in people who drink two or more cups of Joe each day, the study found a small increase in a type of irregular heartbeat called premature ventricular contractions. Doctors say this is common.
The significance of people having a few extra heartbeats, so in this case it was about 50 over the course of the day on the ventricular, so that's the main pumping chambers of the heart side, and no difference on the other side of the heart. That difference is not going to make it much difference clinically or in someone's health over the course of a long time.
The study monitored 100 people over the course of 2 weeks. On days the participants were told to drink caffeinated coffee, researchers also found they were more physically active, walking roughly 1,000 more steps, but they got roughly 40 less minutes of sleep those nights.
That was Marianne Rafferty reporting, and according to the National Coffee Association, two-thirds of Americans drink coffee every day.
Hurricanes are heading back to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Despite losing to the New York Rangers last night at PNC Arena, the Canes have clinched a playoff spot for a fifth straight year. They sealed their spot because of a loss by the Florida Panthers. The Canes are the second team in the Eastern Conference to clinch. They have 12 regular season games left before the playoffs start on April 17th. And fencing fans are gathering at Cameron Indoor Stadium today for the 2023 NCAA Championship. The men's competition wraps up today. The women will compete this weekend. Duke has several athletes in the competition. UNC Chapel Hill has two.
You might see a lot of folks walking through the streets of Fayetteville in heels this evening. Rape Crisis of Cumberland County is hosting its annual Walk a While in Her Shoes event. Hope Mills police are taking part in this as well. You can see in these pictures, people of all ages take part in the walk to show their support for women and raise awareness for sexual assault. The walk starts at 6 tonight and goes from downtown to Segra Stadium.
Well, good news if you have Gonzaga in your NCAA tournament bracket. The Bulldogs had a three-pointer with 7 seconds left. That to beat UCLA in a game that ended after midnight. There it is. There's the shot. Gonzaga will now play UConn in the round of eight. Cinderella Florida Atlantic is still alive in the tournament. The Owls pulled off their third straight win last night, beating Tennessee 62-50. Before this year, FAU had never won an NCAA tournament game. They'll play Kansas State in the next round.
That was a good night of games last night. The tournament's biggest underdog, Princeton, will look to keep its unexpected run alive tonight as the Tigers play Creighton in a game that tips off at 9 o'clock. They are looking to become only the second 15 seed ever to make the round of eight after St. Peter's did it last year. In tonight's other games, Alabama plays San Diego State, Houston will play Miami, and that's the last ACC team remaining, and Texas will play Xavier.
The Hubble Space Telescope is revealing stunning new images and information about two giants of our solar system. The telescope has been keeping an eye on Jupiter and Uranus. Those planets don't have solid surfaces like Earth, but they still have changing weather. Jupiter's weather is driven by heat from its interior, causing colorful cyclones in its atmosphere. Uranus has seasons that last a long time. Hubble has spotted a growing polar cap of photochemical haze there. So just out of this world, really. It's amazing.
A telescope has taken us places never seen before. It's good stuff. School staff in Durham are fighting for higher pay.
We are underpaid and we deserve to have more money.
Just ahead, how much a pay raise would cost and the options school leaders are weighing now.
And a teenager and woman are recovering after a shooting at a local motel. What we know about the extent of their injuries.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. If you like warm weather, today is the day for you. Temperatures could tie a record, Elizabeth.
Looking at upper 80s for highs this afternoon. It's beautiful right now in Apex. We've had a few clouds streaming in this morning, but mostly we'll see a lot of sunshine. It's 64 now in Tarboro, 61 in Fayetteville, 62 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Goldsboro. So we're already starting to see those temperatures warm up. If you're headed to the park today, I may try to get there before noon. At lunchtime, it'll already be 81 degrees. And then, of course, a hot this afternoon at 88. This evening looks nice, though. We're going to drop it back into the mid 80s by about 6 p.m. Anthony?
Hey, Elizabeth, as we check out all things traffic right now, we're looking pretty good. No crashes to speak of here as we look at the major approaches into Raleigh and Durham. Everything is showing up right now in the green, which is great. We take a live look right now, I-40 at Wade Avenue. Everything moving along pretty smoothly, so we're looking good here as far as the traffic is concerned on our Friday morning.
All right, thanks, Anthony. President Joe Biden will visit Durham on Tuesday. He's kicking off his Investing in America tour with a visit to Wolfspeed. The Durham-based company is expanding into Chatham County, building the largest semiconductor chip factory of its kind in the world. And breaking news, a 9-month-old baby at the center of an Amber Alert has been found safe in Chatham County. Police say Kason Oziah Monk was abducted by his father, Dion Monk. The father is in custody. He's also accused of shooting and killing a woman in Greensboro. Coming up next on Fox 50, we'll look at our out and about best bets for this beautiful weekend. And up next on Today, Crying in H-Mart author Michelle Zahner is live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And we're looking at a warm start this morning with our temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. We're on our way to nearly a record high this afternoon. I'll show you when we climb into the 80s.
Also breaking news, an infant at the center of an Amber Alert out of Greensboro has been found safe in Siler City. What authorities are saying about an arrest?
And a Fayetteville hotel is now a crime scene after a woman and teen are involved in a shooting. This morning, we have new developments on that investigation.
And exciting news, President Biden is kicking off his Investing in America tour right here in the Triangle next week. What we are learning about his stop in Durham. Lots to get to here on our Friday. Before we can get to the weekend, we're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Oh boy, today's going to be warm. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
All time, it could be. Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, you're a big golf guy. Is the mid-80s too warm to golf?
No, okay, no, there's perfect. No temperature it's fine.
Jeff will golf in the rain.
I have a tea time. It's all good. Everybody calm down.
Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Elizabeth, we could tie a record today.
88 degrees would tie that record, and it would break the record in Fayetteville. So we're on track for that for sure. As a matter of fact, here's Fayetteville. It's a little breezy here this morning. Our winds are out of the southwest at around 7, but we're going to see gusts up to 20, 25 this afternoon, similar to what we saw yesterday. Right now it is 61 degrees, and we're looking at very mild conditions across the area. You may not even need a jacket as you step out the door. Temperatures are running 5 to 7 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. Again, it's going to be a little blustery this afternoon. Winds gusting 20 to 25, similar to yesterday. You'd be tempted to eat your lunch outside today with temperatures at 81 degrees already at noon, but it may be just a little breezy. We'll climb to 88 around the middle of the afternoon. After that, 6 or 7 o'clock, still feeling nice if you're planning to be out and about for Friday evening. The temperatures look lovely. We do have the potential for rain tomorrow, still tracking a front that'll come through, most likely between 9 and noon across our viewing area. It'll be in and out fairly quickly, but I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Back to that breaking news. The infant at the center of an Amber Alert out of Greensboro has been found safe. Harnett County authorities located 9-month-old Kaysen Monk. He is being returned to Greensboro. His father, Dion Monk, is now in police custody facing charges. Investigators say he is wanted in connection with a deadly shooting out of Greensboro where he and Kaysen were last seen. One of the victims, 25-year-old Sherelle Johnson, died from her injuries. The second victim is in stable condition.
New this morning, President Biden will visit Durham next week to kick off his Investing in America tour. The president will be at Wolfspeed, a semiconductor manufacturer. The company recently announced a $5 billion investment to build its facility here in North Carolina. That facility will bring 1,800 new jobs to the area. Over the next 3 weeks, Biden will travel to over 20 states as part of his tour. And we're following some breaking news this morning. A teenager and woman are recovering after a shooting at a local motel. Police spent hours at the Travel Lodge on Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville overnight. Michael Grace was there in the WRL breaking news tracker until officers left just after 2 a.m.
Well, right now, police don't have anyone in custody, but they did tell me they believe they know who the shooter is. Take a look at this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of this scene. This is just before 2 a.m., and you can see the room where the woman and the teen were in at the Travel Lodge. This is where the shooting happened, inside the room just before 10 last night. The woman was shot in the back of the leg. The 13-year-old was grazed by a bullet. This is the second shooting at this motel recently. In August, two people were shot in the parking lot. One of them died.
Right now, I'm still working with police to find out who the shooter is from last night. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Extra security will be in place at Knightdale High School this morning after a threat posted to social media. The principal sent a letter to parents saying police have already identified the student who made the post. He says the threat is not credible. The school is bringing extra police onto campus this morning out of an abundance of caution. This is just the latest in more than a dozen threats at Wake County Public Schools in the last 2 months.
The search is growing this morning for the person who shot a teenager in Durham. You can see bullet holes in a car door and window in this video from the WRL breaking news tracker. The shooting happened just before 5 yesterday evening on Elm Street. The teen who was shot is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Another teen was shot just hours earlier in a drive-by. Since the start of the year, 15 people under the age of 18 have become victims to gun violence in Durham, and neighbors say they're fed up.
Refuse to be a prisoner in my house. Now I've came out here to talk to these neighbors and they feel the same way. They scared to come out of their house.
5 teenagers have been shot in Durham this week alone. You can see where those happened on this map here. 2 of them died.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we're keeping a close eye on pre-market numbers this morning, taking a look at the big board, the stock futures. You see all the major indices in red this morning, the Dow off more than 300 points. Analysts say investors are really switching their attention from the Federal Reserve this past week, raising interest rates by 0.25 percentage point, back to the uncertainty in the banking sector. Of course, we're talking about the collapse of 2 regional banks recently and the continued ripple effect. It's been a real topsy-turvy week on Wall Street and expected to open mixed this morning. Of course, we'll have a look at the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
All right, thanks, Ken. We're working to get answers about a serious crash involving a motorcycle in Wake County. The WREL Breaking News Tracker got this video of the scene on Penny Road last night. It happened near Blaney Franks Road, an area with sharp curves. Penny Road has since reopened. Troopers have not said if anyone was hurt.
And breaking news from overseas, a U.S. contractor is dead and five service members and another contractor are hurt after a drone strike on a base in Syria. In a statement late last night, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the drone was of Iranian origin. The U.S. responded to the attack with precision airstrikes against groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps in eastern Syria. The names of the Americans who were killed and wounded have not been released.
Happening today, a lawyer for former President Donald Trump is expected to testify before a grand jury over Trump's handling of classified documents. A federal appeals court ordered Evan Corcoran to turn over documents and speak about the discovery that made national headlines last year. Corcoran told the federal government there had been a diligent search for classified documents at Trump's Florida estate, but FBI agents later found hundreds of files there. Prosecutors want to learn how much Trump knew about those files.
And separate from that, Michelle, we'll have to wait until next week to learn if charges are pending against Trump in another case. The grand jury investigating hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels will reconvene on Monday. Trump had claimed he would be arrested Tuesday of this week. Manhattan's district attorney accused Trump of misleading people and prompting fellow Republicans in Congress to try to illegally interfere with the case.
Housekeepers in the UNC system are headed to Raleigh today to call for higher pay, and the group representing over 5,400 union members will deliver a letter to state leaders at the legislative building. That is where you were looking live. They're asking for a raise from $15 an hour to $20 an hour, and for lawmakers to repeal a Jim Crow era law banning collective bargaining for public employees. Housekeepers say the changes will help with chronic understaffing in the UNC system.
A measure to expand Medicaid coverage to hundreds of thousands more North Carolinians is now on Governor Roy Cooper's desk. It will need more than just his signature, though. The General Assembly approved the bill yesterday after a decade of debate. Governor Cooper has signaled he will sign it as well, but it can't take effect until state lawmakers agree to a budget plan because the bill is tied to the budget. State lawmakers hope to pass it this summer.
Coming up, state auditor Beth Wood pleads guilty to a hit-and-run crash. And for the first time, she admits to drinking moments before it happened. This morning, we're breaking down the punishment she'll face.
Plus, dinner and a show lifts off in the Triangle. We have details on where you'll be able to chow down while watching planes take off.
And you're looking live at Fayetteville from the WREL Cam Network. That weekend is here, and it'll feel like summer today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has your forecast and how warm we can get. Welcome back on your beautiful Friday morning. This is a live look at Pinehurst. Lots of people out there on the green this morning. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Really, the perfect day for golf. It's going to be warm, but according to Jeff Hogan, it doesn't matter because as long as the sun is shining, you know, you're good to go. Smith Gardner here to tell us how warm we're going to get today.
I don't know. Earlier this week, I saw a bunch of people out on the golf course, and it was actually raining. So I think there's just some sort of dome that, you know, sits over it. That's all I can guess. But it's certainly beautiful today. No question about it. This is a live look at Fayetteville. It's a little breezy already. The camera's bouncing around just a little bit. We're seeing mostly sunny skies. There are a few clouds and spots, but we'll see more sunshine than anything today. It's going to be a quick warm-up. We'll jump to 81 at lunchtime, making it what I think would be really nice to spend your lunch hour outside. But it is going to be a little breezy for us as we head through the afternoon. It's 62 in South Hill, 61 in Goldsboro, 60 in Southern Pines. So it's going to be a fast warm-up. And that's thanks to our southwesterly wind. That wind is pushing all this warmth back up into North Carolina. So this is going to be the third day in a row that we're seeing this southwesterly flow. Winds will be steady steady at about 15 during the afternoon, but gusting 20 to 25. Our high, 88 degrees. 81 Saturday. Now, Saturday morning is likely to be wet, but it's going to be a fairly narrow band of rain and storms that comes through. So it's going to be in and out, and the afternoon looks dry. If you have outdoor plans, Saturday afternoon should be just fine. Sunday's looking beautiful, mostly sunny, 83 degrees. There may be an increase in clouds late in the day, and then a chance of some showers again on Monday. 88 will tie the previous record in the Triangle set back in 1929. 88 will break the record of 87 in Fayetteville set back in 1939. We do have our front that's coming through. It's going to bring us the rain that we'll see on Saturday. Lots of thunder and lightning with this, especially close to the low, but the low is going to track to the north and not across North Carolina, so we're not going to have to worry about any severe storms here, but we could have a few rumbles of thunder. It begins to move into the viewing area by about 9 a.m. on Saturday, and it very quickly slides to the east. It's along the I-95 corridor by 11 o'clock, so the rain where you are should last less than an hour, move on by, and then we begin to see some clearing in the afternoon. We take a look at our seven-day forecast, and we do have 3 days in a row, as I mentioned, with highs in the 80s. And then after that, we see temperatures dropping a little bit. Our normal high across the area, mid to upper 60s. So we're seeing that on Tuesday and Wednesday. Monday, we have a low that will move through and could bring us some scattered showers, especially in our southern counties. Other than that, we're looking fairly dry. We're watching Tuesday, but it's trending drier, and it just looks pleasant for the rest of the week.
Thanks, Elizabeth. State Auditor Beth Wood will pay a fine but won't go to jail after pleading guilty to a hit-and-run incident. Wood admitted in court she crashed her state-owned Camry into a parked car in downtown Raleigh in December. An Uber driver's cell phone video obtained by WREL showed Wood being ushered into a law office after the crash. That's where she had attended a holiday party that night. In court, Wood admitted for the first time that she was drinking.
I should have stayed on the scene. I should have called law enforcement. I should have let the system play out. I was not impaired, but given the positioning of the two cars and the fact that I had had two glasses of wine at this event, I made an error in judgment in the moment.
Wood already paid $11,000 to repair her state-owned car and the car she crashed into, and the judge said that played into her sentence. She'll only have to pay $300 in court fines and fees.
North Korea claims it's testing an underwater drone capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that could create what it calls a radioactive tsunami. North Korea's state-run news agency says the country detonated a test warhead yesterday. The report claims the weapon has been in development since 2012 and has undergone more than 50 tests in the past 2 years. This comes as Kim Jong-un is warning the U.S. and South Korea that they should end their joint military drills.
Students at Michigan State University are calling for change after mass shooting on campus last month. Troy Forbush was one of many speakers calling for more gun safety laws in Michigan. Three students were killed and five others were hospitalized after a mass shooting on that campus in East Lansing.
A handgun being fired at me and my peers through the doorway entrance in the back of our classroom. I fell to the ground from my seat and tried to act as if I were already dead. As he panned the room with his handgun, I pled for my life and screamed, "Please don't shoot me." We were met face to face with pure evil.
It will be a few weeks before any gun safety measures reach the governor's desk in that state. The Michigan legislature is currently on spring break. The House did pass a safe storage proposal Wednesday as part of a larger package of gun safety bills.
A person accused of carrying a knife around the campus of Michigan State University is in custody. Police say there were multiple reports of a man walking around campus with a knife on Wednesday. Authorities believe the suspect was involved in an altercation off campus beforehand. Police arrested him a short time later downtown. No injuries were reported. And school employees in Durham are pushing for higher pay as the Board of Education prepares its new budget.
We really need to be paid, and teachers are underpaid. They really need to be paid what they're worth.
And they made their voices heard at the board's meeting last night. A recent study shows it would cost around $11 million to raise pay for classified staff members like instructional assistants and bus drivers. Earlier this week, Wake County Schools raised pay for educators with a master's degree and additional bonuses for bus drivers.
whether we can do master's pay, whether if it's not this year, then next year. Like, we're going to work on parental leave, like we've talked about.
And a public hearing on superintendent's budget is next month. The board will vote on it after that.
One city is rolling out a program that would offset some of the diaper and formula costs for parents. Philadelphia wants to pay pregnant women $1,000 each month up until a year after they give birth. In order to be eligible, women must have an annual household income less than $100,000 and live in a Philly community with a high rate of low birth weight. The pilot program rolls out next year.
Transgender female athletes will soon be banned from competing in international women's track and field events. World Athletics announced it will block any athlete who had gone through male puberty from female competition categories. The organization says it's basing its limits around puberty instead of testosterone levels after getting feedback. World Athletics says as of now, there are no transgender athletes competing internationally. And the Federal Trade Commission is proposing a new rule that could help you save some money and time. It's called Click to Cancel. Companies would be required to simplify their subscription cancellation process. The FTC says it receives thousands of complaints each year about people being billed for unwanted subscriptions and difficult cancellation policies.
If you ever tried to do it, you want that policy now, right? Today, people living in Lewisburg can get free access to over-the-counter medicine. NC Med Assist is hosting a mobile free pharmacy event on the campus of Vance Granville Community College. Anyone 18 and up is welcome to pick up cold medicine, allergy medication, and first aid supplies for free. There'll also be free health screenings. No ID is required. Medicine is first come, first served. The event starts at 9 in just about 10 minutes, runs until 2.
Well, you can watch military and recreational planes take off while you eat dinner in Smithfield. That's the concept behind Low and Slow Smokehouse at Johnston Regional Airport.
Experience the planes coming in and out at a very personable level is just different, and it's something no one else has.
There's a full menu and lunch and dinner buffet with pulled pork, ribs, fried chicken, potatoes, mac and cheese, banana pudding. Oh my goodness, I'm hungry. There is a discount for members of the military who use the airport daily. You can look for this story on WREL.com. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. There's a lot going on in the Triangle this weekend as well.
Yeah, and here's a look at what is out and about's best bets here. We start indoors with comedian and former Daily Show host Trevor Noah. He's at the Deepak, making a stop as part of his Off the Record tour. There are four shows through Monday night, and tickets are still available.
An adults-only party kicks off tomorrow at Dick's Park. Recess, all grown up, will feature mechanical bull riding, axe throwing, breakdancing lessons, food trucks, and more. It's all free, but you must be 21 or older to go. It runs from noon to 5 in the Flowers Field.
And if you're looking for something for people of all ages, Skyfest NC is tomorrow. Festival at Johnson Regional Airport in Smithfield includes parachute, team jumps, flyovers, music, and kids zones. This is video from a previous year's event. Tickets are still available online. You can learn more about these events and others by going to WREL.com and searching Out and About.
While it might technically be spring, people in Utah are excited by how much snowfall they've seen this year. The state has seen a grand total of 700 inches so far, and it's not stopping yet. Check this out. That sign on the side of the Hyatt Regency in Big Cottonwood Canyon really puts it into perspective. Staff put a larger ruler reaching 700 inches high. The epic snowfall has many resorts extending their seasons.
We are not done yet. I am expecting that we are going to be skiing the greatest snow on earth, powder days well into the spring, and you can bet that I will be up there on July 4th.
Oh my goodness. The Utah Office of Tourism says the ski and snowboard industry brings in more than $2 billion to the state every year, and this impressive snow year is giving that an even bigger boost. Wow. Well, you have just a few hours left to help name a trio of adorable otter pups at Fort Fisher Aquarium. Voting ends at noon today for these adorable three-month-old Asian small clawed otters. The staff has narrowed down name choices. It's now up to the community to pick their favorites. Each name is based on the native habitat of these otters. Some of the options include Gemma, Kai, and Wren. We have a link on WREL.com to vote. And before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.